Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the defeat of the Philistines by the Israelites, the Lord's intervention in granting them victory, and the subsequent repentance of the Israelites. Today's Bible verse is from 1 Samuel 7, verse 13. Thus were the Philistines subdued, never again to enter the territory of Israel, for the hand of the Lord was against them as long as Samuel lived.
Hey there. Today we're diving into a fascinating story from the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel. It's all about the Philistines being subdued by the Israelites and how God's hand was against the Philistines as long as Samuel, a prophet, lived. But here's the twist. Despite witnessing God's incredible power in defeating the Philistines, the Israelites turn away from him and start worshiping false idols. Humans, right? We can be so fickle sometimes. As a result of their waywardness, the Israelites end up going to war with the Philistines once again. But this time, things don't go so well for them. They suffer a massive defeat, and naturally, they start questioning why God didn't grant them victory like before. That's when Samuel, the prophet, steps in. He has some valuable insights to offer the Israelites. Samuel advises them to return to the Lord and seek his forgiveness and favor. He reminds them that if they sincerely repent and turn back to God, he will deliver them from their enemies. It's a simple yet powerful message. In response to Samuel's advice, the Israelites decide to fast and repent. They acknowledge their mistakes and seek reconciliation with God. It's a beautiful symbol of humility and a genuine desire to make amends. And you know what? God, being gracious and merciful, listens to their prayers. He sees their repentance and rewards their sincerity with a miraculous victory over the enemy. Isn't that incredible? It's a testament to the power of repentance and God's incredible love and mercy. Despite the Israelites' previous disobedience, God doesn't turn his face away from them. Instead, he forgives them and grants them victory over their adversaries. This story serves as a powerful reminder to all of us. It shows that no matter how far we may have strayed or how badly we may have messed up, God is always ready to forgive and welcome us back with open arms. All we need to do is sincerely repent and turn our hearts back to him. So let's take a moment to reflect on our own lives. Are there areas in which we have turned away from God? Have we been worshiping false idols or prioritizing worldly desires over our relationship with him? If so, don't worry. There is always time to turn back. Let's learn from the Israelites' experience and seek God's forgiveness and guidance. Let's be humble, sincere, and ready to embrace his love and mercy. Because just like he did for the Israelites, God is always ready to deliver us from our enemies and bless us with his miraculous victory. We serve a loving and forgiving God, my friend. So today, let's choose to return to him and allow him to work wonders in our lives. Open your heart to his forgiveness and let his love and mercy transform you. Don't hesitate to seek his guidance and ask for his help. God is with you every step of the way, ready to shower you with his blessings. Remember, the story of the Israelites reminds us that our God is gracious, forgiving, and always ready to welcome us back. So let's choose today to return to him and allow him to work wonders in our lives. And trust me, he will.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the story of the Israelites and their journey back to you, we come before you with humble hearts. We acknowledge our own shortcomings and mistakes, knowing that we have often strayed from your path and pursued false idols, yet in your infinite mercy and love, you always welcome us back with open arms. You are a God of forgiveness and grace, ready to forgive our sins and restore us to your loving embrace. Today we repent of our waywardness and turn our hearts back to you. We ask for your forgiveness and guidance, knowing that you alone can grant us victory over the enemies that seek to harm us. Help us, Lord, to walk in your ways and to remain steadfast in our faith, even in the face of challenges and temptations. May your Holy Spirit guide us and lead us closer to you each day. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your unfailing love. We trust in your promises and rely on your strength to sustain us. May our lives be a testament to your goodness and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, and may you be blessed with the peace that comes from seeking God's forgiveness and guidance. Take care, and may His love and grace guide you always.